Oh my goodness. The time is getting close. I can feel the energy in the room. Carnival Girl is about to go live soon. In the background, we're listening to 7 Million Gigawatts, Angel Dressed to Kill. You can... Oh, wait a minute. No, we're still listening to the Snow People doing Dog Factory. I don't know if we'll get time to have 7 Million Gigawatts. But a couple of the other bands and stuff happening around town I wanted to mention to you is the Gay Blades, Johnny Ill Band, and Kwame Kilpatrick are going to be playing at the Magic Stick on Saturday night. There's going to be a party for Bob Monticello, his 50th birthday party, out at Callahan's on Friday night. And they're going to have the Stumbling Mice Black Market, which is an odd one. It's been a long time since I've seen Black Market come together as a band. And Dave Edwards, who used to be with The Look. So should be an interesting show out at Callahan's Friday night. The Crowned Heads of Rhythm are playing on Sunday at Royal Oak at Goodnight Gracie's. And the Hogans have their show down at Fishbones in Greektown this Friday night. As always, there's so much more music happening in Detroit than there's time and an hour to play. In the background right now, we are listening to the 7 Million Gigawatts. Again, they are going to be playing in Dearborn at Silky's Friday night. I'll let you listen. But stay tuned, because we're going to be going live with Circus Girl, Carnival Girl, in just a matter of minutes.
You're an angel dressed to kill. Yeah, you're an angel dressed to kill.
Alrighty. In the background, we're listening to 7 Million Gigawatts, going to be playing Silky's Friday night, but we're going to bring them down because we have live in the studio at WHFR Dearborn, Carnival Girl. Take it away, Mr. White.
That's right. We're ready to start our 200th Motor Live Drive at 5 right here at our Motor Live Drive at 5 studios. Whoa!
And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah. And for that festive occasion today, we have brought in a very special band, Carnival Girl. Hey, guys and girls, are you there?
Yeah!
Well, somebody's here.
In that case, may the party begin.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, we have Carnival Girl here in the studio for a very special show. While Sarana is changing out her instruments, Billy, would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah, to Carnival Girl, it's like the Fleetwood Mac of Detroit. We got three guys, three girls. On drums, we have Carrie Gluckman.
Woo!
On bass, Raquel Celeste.
Yeah!
On guitar, Gary Adams.
Whoa, the one and only.
Gary.
On vocals, Bo Mitchell.
Yeah.
And of course, Sarana Verlin on violin, guitar, and vocals. And we are Carnival Girl.
All right, and you are here to party today for our 200th show.
Party, party.
Oh, man, what a show. In fact, what was the name of that first song you did?
That was called Music All Around.
Ooh, and why don't we keep that music going all around? What's the next one going to be?
Tell me.
Well, tell me.
I'm telling you.
Well, tell me.
Very nice.
Thanks for that perfect cutoff there.
Wow, it is like a carnival out there. You guys are amazing. What a show.
Yeah, too bad they can't see. They'd see we're all dressed like clowns.
And I'm doing acrobats.
Yeah. Oh, and is she good?
Yeah.
Okay, Carrie, you can put your clothes back on.
All right, and these guys are all veteran players. They've been around for a while. They, yeah, it's like to get a band like this together is a real treat. Now, you're going to have a live gig coming up. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, we have a gig coming up on Sunday at Dylan's in Grosse Pointe. At Dylan's Raw Bar, half off sushi, and I love sushi. Mm. You should come down. It's a great place. John and Melinda, the owners, and they'll treat you right.
Yeah, the food's great.
And we'll treat you right, too.
That's right. And it's a small place, so come early, stay late, and have a great time. In fact, if
well, thank you. I think we will.
Yeah. Now tell me, if people want to get if you got any other shows coming up?
We have a potential Mario's, but I don't want to mention it yet.
Okay, and where can people find
out?
Yeah,
Albert,
more?
You haven't called me back, man. Are you listening?
Albert.
Your loss.
We can get a lot of, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Carnival Girl to find out where they can find them next?
Well, our website, carnivalgirlmusic.com, and we have CDs that are for sale on CD Baby, Amazon.com, iTunes, and really just about anywhere. And also on Drum Dancer Records.
Whoa, you got to get them all.
RumDancerRecords.com. You can find all the shenanigans of Saranda Verlin, Billy Brandt, and many others at drumdancerrecords.com.
Is that Drum Dancer Records?
That is Drum Dancer Records. Oh, I missed the joke. Sorry. I'm slow.
Well, we're having too much fun. Why don't we have some more music to help things go along?
Let's do some more music.
Bring in the clowns.
How about some steps in the dark?
Turn out the lights.
Even when you know
Yeah. All right. Carnival Girl here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Now, I've got a question for you. I don't even know the answer to this yet.
I got an answer for you.
Oh, good. I hope so. Where did the name Carnival Girl come from?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. Well, actually, it's Gary and I both played in a band back in the 80s called Dark Carnival.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. And it's a circus.
Yeah. Without the boy.
It's a circus without the boy, but lots of girl.
That's
good. In fact, we have equal amounts of estrogen and testosterone here.
Well, that levels things out. It makes it a real nice mix.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
It certainly does.
And we all of us have like a deep history in Detroit rock because we're all veterans of the 80s Detroit rock scene. So
we're home.
Well, Billy's just a veteran from under the Detroit rock scene.
Oh, he's better.
I was in Tucson in New York.
Okay, so you were in like the late 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
In fact, do you want to give a rundown of some of the groups you've been in? Everybody?
Okay, let's see. I was in Natasha and Dark Carnival, and Bo was in The Roommates, and Gary was in Dark Carnival with me, and then also briefly, Gary and I and Bo were in a band called the PhDs, which I'm not going to tell you what that stands for.
Okay, and Gary was in the Cubes as well, wasn't
Gary
he?
Gary was also in the Cubes. And
that's right.
And should I mention that other band?
Yeah, I don't know. You can say that one on the radio.
Okay. And I came from the other side of the tracks.
That's right, that folky stuff.
That's right, I'm a folky.
He was down the road.
Ashcan Van Gogh.
Gary was in Walk the Dogma, Park the Karma, and Waka Jawaka with Raquel. And I don't remember who else you played with.
There's too long a list.
Too long of list. Do you have an extra hour?
No, we don't. We'd much rather have some music.
That's a different show.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you all here. It's quite an honor to get this amazing group of musicians in. So we want to hear some more music from you.
Okay. This one is called You Come Every Morning.
Yeah. What are you doing, Billy?
Are you going to make a joke about that? Somebody else
made a
joke.
You will not catch me making that joke. Ever. I was just getting my capo to put on the wood here.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Carnival Girl, you come every morning.
Now, I have a question for you. Got a question?
You got a lot of questions, don't you?
I try and have them, yeah. In fact, all these songs that you've got for us today, where do the ideas come from? Is it the sawdust or the popcorn and cotton candy that does it?
It's a little bit of everything. It's like hanging down from the trapeze upside down for so many hours. All the blood rushes to your head, and you kind of start thinking that, you know, you're feeling a little something, and then you start hearing a little something, and then all of a sudden it falls out of your fingers.
Whoa. All right. Good answer. Wow.
Well, just let it flow.
I was wondering
with
it.
Now I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do a song now called Way Down in the Hole.
You're partying
Very nice. Yeah. I have a question. Is that the same song that was on the wire way down in the hole? Or is it?
Yeah, it's a Tom Waits song.
Yes, it is. All
wow. Right. You know, it was, what an amazing arrangement of it.
After Tom Waits, yeah, having some young girls do it after Tom Waits makes a big difference.
Very nice. Impressive.
Young girl.
Yeah.
Oh, did I hear young? You made my day.
Okay.
Oh.
Go, Peg.
All right. Oh, we have a few technical difficulties we need to take care of. Somebody's gotten unplugged. Want to remind everybody that you're going to be playing Sunday at Dylan's. That's over on the east side in Grosse Pointe.
Yep.
All right. And they have half price on sushi. Such a deal. Get there early so you get a table near the band, because it's not a very big bar. But they do have a lot of great music there, and they've been doing it on Saturday and Sundays now recently. Yeah. So it's great to see. So are we all set?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're at the halfway mark.
I can hear again. I thought I was deaf. Oh. That's terrible for a musician.
Oh. I missed you.
Okay, you come every morning.
No,
not that kind of come.
Hey, now. It's a family show here. Come on.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah. All right. Tell you what, I got a question. I got a question to keep you guys straight.
I was 50 miles away when it happened.
Oh.
Got a question for you on your
you
new
got a lot
CD?
Of questions.
I do. I want to. I want to know everything.
I want to know where the deli tray is.
Tell me.
It always comes after the show. Way after the show.
Way down in the hole.
Yeah, it's down in the hole. But I've got a question about your record, Carnival Girl.
It's a CD.
It's a CD. Okay, we got it. Yeah, it's a recording.
It's a recording. It's a CD. It's a charmed disc.
Mm. Okay. And you had your CD. Didn't you have your CD release party out at Mario's? Or
we did have. We did have it. It was at Mario's last November, and it's one of the many records on Drum Dancer Records. Drum Dancer Records came out with four records that fall.
And many of them nominated for the Detroit Music Awards this year.
Very
many
cool.
Of them not. Thank you.
That's
as,
right.
As is Drum Dancer Records. But Carnival Girl was the last one of the year. So.
Give a shout out to Kenny Crimewave.
And oh yes, that's Kenny Crimewave, who was the engineer.
Oh, out at the studio.
And the producer at the studio.
Studio. He's oh so patient. Thank you for having our back.
Yeah. Well, what is the name of the CD?
It's Live and Otherwise, because actually we actually recorded in the studio some of the songs, and then in the summer we had a bass player here from the UK, and we did some live recordings, and those are on there as well.
It's
okay.
Just like now, we're Live and Otherwise.
Okay. Otherwise. Well, you sound real good.
Likewise.
Crocodile.
All right, this one we're gonna go on a little safari here. Usually, well, let me put on my safari hat. Okay, there we go. All right, let's go to a safari and
I'll
catch
put my
some
boots on.
Crocodile.
Let's do it, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, you mentioned that you guys have been nominated for quite a few awards at the Detroit Music Awards for 2011. My goodness, we just kind of went to the website and you guys are all over the place. You are, Billy and Serena, you guys are in the competition for Best Acoustic Band and Group or Artist and Group. As well as you're competing against each other in another.
We're competing against each other for best instrumentalist in both the acoustic and in the country categories.
Ouch. That's good. We're going to lose in the country categories. as instrumentalists, but not as band.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And what other ones have you got?
Let's see. I'm up for acoustic songwriter. Acoustic songwriter, vocalists.
And album for a yeah, album
CD,
for Bad
which
Butterfly.
Is on Drum Dancer Records.
We're up for three. We've got three albums on Drum Dancer. Serrano's Bats and Butterflies is up for best folk record. Live from Billy's
and again,
Basement,
that's
Billy
on Drum
Brand
Serrano.
Yeah, that's on Drum Dancer, right? Never mind.
And the only one that's missing is Carnival Girl. That should have been up for nomination.
I also want to mention the Grievous Angel, another band that I
miss.
Go
ahead, please.
On Drum Dancer is also up for Best Rock Pop Record.
And
that's it for
records. By the grace of God, blood scrubbed God on the nomination list.
I'm sorry, Bo.
Outstanding Christian or act, yes. And it was by the grace of God because.
and she would have been on Drum Dancer, but we didn't realize that she had this thing up yet, or we would that she would have been on the label.
You know what, Drum Dancer, have those drums again, might be in our future.
Well. How many nominees do you have all together?
I think 15.
Woo!
Well, if you include our engineer Jason, it's 16.
Okay, yeah, 16.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, Jason's got it for live sound engineer. He actually engineered both the Billy and Serrano CD and the Serrano CD.
Okay. And those are both on?
Drum Dancer.
All right.
Well, other than drums, do we have any other music?
I'd like to say a special thanks to Roman Minatola for helping me record the Blood Scrub video, American Jesus, because without him, I couldn't have done it.
Well, yeah, you got to give that.
All right, shout out.
Yep.
All right.
We'll give him a big thumbs up.
Yeah, Roman.
Okay.
Can't forget Dan Boyd.
Dan, okay, let's give a shout out to Dan Boyd, who recorded the video in the studio live, Carnival Girl, three songs.
That's right, and you can see that on your Facebook page, can't you?
It's just about everywhere. It's on YouTube, it's on carnivalgirlmusic.com, and we make sure we keep it up there posted.
I like that video, that's
and,
cool.
And England's digging on it.
And it probably looks almost as good as you do right here in this studio. Almost.
Why, thank you. You like our clown outfits?
I do. I really dig them. In fact, especially that silver one Gary's wearing.
My, what big feet you
it
have.
It matches Raquel's bass.
Yep. Very smart.
Okay, we're going to do a song now called Break All the Rules.
Change from day to day.
Now you've got your big show coming up this Sunday.
Sunday at Dylan's Raw Bar in Grosse Pointe.
Yeah, and that's right on. What is it?
It's on Mac. I don't know what the cross street is. It's on Mac.
A mile south of Kedju.
Mm-hmm. Speaking to the mic, yeah. Billy. I can't.
15402 Mac Avenue, Grosse Pointe Woods. Or whatever that is. It's right.
Grosse Pointe Park.
Grosse Pointe Park.
One
exactly
of the Grosse
right. Points. She's right. Grosse
a mile
Pointe Park.
South of Kedju.
All right. Yeah. Now yes. Tell me.
Oh, no. She's an East Side girl.
Oh. I live in the hood.
Yeah, the Grosse Pointe hood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me, if you've got a show with Carnival Girl, now you've got other bands you're playing in, too, like Sarana and Billy. You've probably got some other shows that are coming up.
We did.
Tell me all about it.
If you're in Ann Arbor on Saturday night, come to the Crazy Wisdom Tea Room. We'll be doing our acoustic duo thing. It's a horse of a different color.
That's right.
Next week, we're up north doing our little Irish thing. We're getting in touch with the little Irishiness in Petoskey. Yeah. If you want to drive up, we'll be glad to party with you.
And then on Saturday, next Saturday, we'll be back playing as a trio with a stand-up bass player at the Holly Mill Concerts at the Mill in downtown Holly.
Oh, that's a really nice place. It's a converted old mill, ancient.
Ooh. Very, very cool place to hang out.
Of course, not as ancient as things that are in England, because we're relatively new. And I want to give a shout-out to my bloke in England, Alistair, who is listening right now. So you have listeners in England.
All right.
Your bloke? You're a bloke? Alistair, you're a bloke.
The honey boy.
The honey blokes.
He's her buttercup.
He's a butter bloke.
She's blushing, you guys. Her face is as red as her hair.
And it almost matches your shoes.
Or the big round nose.
Yeah.
Click those ruby slippers together 3 times, you just might see them tonight.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
You never know what could happen at a carnival girl show.
Anyway, this song is appropriately a song about destiny, and it's called Day After Tomorrow.
Make my mistakes and make my mind up.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Carnival Girl here in the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios on our 200th anniversary of our 200th Motor Woo! Show.
Release the balloons and the doves.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
You mean to tell me this radio station has been around for 200 years?
Oh, no, no, with 200 shows, 200 weeks. 200 weeks we have done this.
I was going to say, you don't look 200 years.
No.
You don't look a day over 150.
That's right. It's the moisturizer.
I'm not going to ask you about
that. No need to.
Carnival Girl brand.
Clown White.
Now, I'll tell you, I got a question for you guys.
You've
got all kinds of equipment here that you pulled out of that little clown car that you pulled up in the parking lot.
It all fit in that little tiny mini car.
It was amazing. But what kind of guitars are you guys playing today? Like Serana, you got a nice acoustic.
Let's see, what am I playing today? Today I am playing my Taylor, which is actually my favorite guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice Taylor acoustic. And you got a violin. What kind of violin do you play?
This one is a Barkus Berry, and I've got three of those that I have an Amato and a Zeta, but Barkus Berry is my favorite one.
And that's your solid body.
Not Barkus Berry, Barbera.
Okay, that's a solid body violin.
This
right?
one is not the solid body.
No?
This one's a hollow body. It's an acoustic electric.
Okay. Oh. And how about Gary? You got a bright purple guitar there.
Tom Anderson.
Tom Anderson guitar?
Yep.
And what are you playing it through?
A Rocktron Taboo Twin.
Here, step up to the mic.
It was made in Rochester Hills.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that's what they had a factory there.
Now, what is that, a Rocktron?
Rocktron, right.
Well,
yeah.
There was a long at Rocktron.
And now they are owned by GHS Strings in Battle Creek.
So it's local product.
Yes.
That's great.
I just have to interrupt, Gary, because your vest is just a little bit off a shade off your guitar.
Does not match your
and you
guitar.
Really could have planned that a little better. Just saying.
Oh, they will see it at Dylan's. And how about you, Billy? Hey, Billy, what kind of guitar are you playing today?
It's the Fender 59 reissue semi-hollow Tele.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a Fender Deluxe adapted by Bruce Egnator to be a low wattage, like a Vox, but it's a Fender.
Okay. And Raquel.
That's Bruce Egnator, right.
Yeah. Raquel, what are you playing today?
Step up to the microphone.
I've almost died stepping up to the mic here. This is my Dan Electro, which I'm playing specially for Carnival Girl. Usually I play a Spectre bass with my other band, Joint Chiefs of Detroit, who are playing on the 19th at Silky's.
That's a good thing, yeah. The 19th of April? 19th of March. March. Oh, that's next week.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Hi, guys.
Come on out. That's the 19th at Silky's. What's the name of the band?
Joint Chiefs of Detroit.
Wow. All right. And the drummer back there. We don't give him a microphone most of the time.
I'm not playing a guitar.
Well, he doesn't need a microphone. He just talks with drum signals.
He's playing my vintage set of Slingerlands.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Now that we know what you're playing, what can you play on all that stuff?
Well, how about Canon and D, guys? No, I'm just kidding.
I learned that in the wrong key.
Yes, how about Canon and C? Do you know it in C?
Yes, I do.
Do that and then do another one after if we have time.
Well, we're not going to do Canon and C for real.
No, I know. No, I thought that was the Billy solo.
Yeah, okay. you got about probably 9 minutes left altogether.
We'll put a little bit extra into this.
Okay, we're going to stretch this one out.
I'm sure you could pull something out of your bag of tricks.
We're going to give you a jam here, I think.
All right.
And if it's not long enough, we'll just jam longer.
Shot me down, baby.
Jerry, can I hear that very cool hook that you played in the thing I love so much? Bang, bang, shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me. Bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground.
The one and only fabulous Carnival Girl right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. That's Saranna Verlin on guitar, vocals, and violin. Bo Mitchell on backing vocals and lead vocals. Gary Adams on guitar. Billy Brand on vocals and guitar. We got Rachel. Is it
Raquel?
Raquel. Let me get that right.
Just think of a sexy name. Raquel.
Well, like all the other girls here. That's right. And who's on drums?
Carrie Gluckman.
The infamous.
All right. You got a big show Sunday, out at Dillon's. What time is that going to start?
The show starts at 8. It goes from 8 to 11. Is that right, Billy? I think that's right.
8 to 11:30.
Yeah.
Be there early because you get to see one of the other Billy and Serrano Mad projects. Hey, Carrie.
Shoot out the lights.
Woo!
We're not sure what we're doing, but it'll be good, whatever.
It's the Celticana band.
All right, Celticana.
And your CD is called Live and Otherwise?
Yep, and it's available on CD Baby, Amazon.com, iTunes, Spotify, over in the UK. And
with your bloke.
Her buttercup.
And again, that's on Drum Records.
Drum Dancer Records. It's everywhere, just about, yeah.
And you'll have it at the show on Sunday.
We will have them at the show, and actually, we're gonna give them away free if you buy a $10 autograph.
All right.
Well, we're not gonna buy it. It'll be a donation. We're not selling anything on this radio station.
Oh,
it might be
right.
A donation.
Oh yes, for
you
a donation of $10 for autographs.
Well.
All right.
And that's carnivalgirlmusic.com.
Okay, all right.
Or you can Google any of us on YouTube. And you should be able to find lots of good stuff.
Not me.
All right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but okay. And be careful when you Google Billy Brandt, though. Make sure you get the musician Billy Brandt and not
the film actor?
The other one. Yes, the film actor.
Uh-oh, it's really?
He's a really, really big star, I hear.
Ooh, is he big? I don't know. I haven't seen any of his films.
He's huge.
Huge. Oh, Carrie's been watching them. Humongous. Enormous.
Okay.
I didn't know you were 25% too.
All right, well, it's been great having you guys. You got a lot of stuff to pack back in that little car.
Yeah.
So
I want to thank you guys for making our 200th show so special.
Well, thank you for having us. This is really a special day, number 200. That's really good.
That's right.
It is.
Numerology, too, is a very good number. It's
And we'll be taking the next 2 weeks off and having somebody fill in for us. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Oh, we're not. I'm going to miss listening to you.
And then you'll
just
start
for
the
two
next
weeks.
200.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're back on the 31st, I believe, with the hand grenades.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll be rocking it out.
Hand grenades. We have some right here.
Oh, wait. Put those down. Put that down.
Hey.
Okay, thanks for coming in. You've been listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Are they gonna
play out
here?
Thank you.
It's about time to go.
Yeah,
it's all
we
for
are
the show.
Out of
it's time.
Time
to go. So thanks for coming in next
Thank
week.
You Thank so you so much.
All right.
We're waving bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. Goodbye. Down from the trapeze we go.
Oh no, she fell.
Okay. Stay tuned for old time
this
radio.
This is WHFR Dearborn. And welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The